Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for the friends of Joyce Barry.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Welcome to the show today, and I must say it's very exciting that my board is totally going crazy. People already buzzing about in the chat room, and we have with us someone that's never been on our show before. So we appreciate all our followers who found out about her that way through Blog Talk Radio, and all of Sheila's followers who like her enough to come on and call in and ask her questions as well. So who is this wonderful lady that I'm presenting to you today? Sheila Van Houten, a veteran trainer, coach, writer, psychic consultant, energy specialist. She earned a BA in English, completed a master's program in adult education, earned a Doctor of Divinity in advanced energy medicine, and a PhD in religion with a specialty in spiritual counseling. She's a licensed and ordained minister. In 2008, she wrote True Ghosts, a one-of-a-kind book containing 22 true ghost stories from her life, as well as over 30 lush full-color photos by master photographer Louis Wending. Each photo has at least one hidden spirit face in it. How interesting is that? In 2008, Sheila was awarded expert writer status by ezinearticles.com. She's a contributor to associatedcontent.com as well. She just does so many things, and everything she does I just find really amazing. She has an extensive web presence. Her content of her websites illustrates the array of her life's work to date. She is owner and CEO of New Light Consulting Corporation, in business since 79. And what's interesting about that, Sheila, is that's when I opened up my own business for the first time in 1979. So that's interesting to me. In 2011, Sheila discovered she had very unusual abilities as an abstract artist. She had never had a lesson, but her paintings are now in 11 countries and 15 states, helping uplift and encourage patients of all ages and conditions, especially Alzheimer patients. Have a look at www.discoveryart.info for an eye-opening, enchanting experience. Sheila's art makes you feel happier instantly. I am happy right now to bring to you an amazing woman of many talents and gifts, Sheila Van Houten. Go ahead, Sheila. Introduce yourself to our audience, tell them something about you. And what fascinated me about you, just for open, was what you know about numbers. And today is two of my three favorite numbers. It's 7-11. My third favorite is 18. So here you are on 7-11. What can you tell us, and introduce yourself to our audience?
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm happy to be here with you. And Joyce, it's so funny that we started our businesses the same year. We did that right in the middle of a huge recession. I remember the gas lines. And here we are. So we've been at it a long time, about 35 years now, still standing. So my first message to you, all of you, is if you want to do it, do it. Don't let anybody stand in your way. And my family knew that about me. Nobody even mentioned a word about the circumstances. They just all said, go for it. So I did it, and you can too, and Joyce did it, and here we are. We're veterans, and there are a lot of veterans out there too among us today. Today we're going to talk about the vibration of the numbers. And you are going to find out what your theme number is, your theme number, T-H-E-M-E. It's the vibration that you came in on, that you were born in. We're going to find out why that should even be important to you. You're going to find out how you can use that number. And I'm going to share a few other secrets with you as well. And so we're going to begin with Joyce's two favorite numbers here, 7 and 11. And we're going to talk a little bit about the vibration of those numbers so you get kind of get a feel of what we're going to be doing here today. We've got plenty of time, so we're going to take our time, and then in about maybe 10 minutes or so, we're going to open it up so that I can speak with those of you who are calling in and wanting to know your theme number. Your theme number is going to be based on your first name, and that's what I will ask you to spell for me in a few minutes. So, 7-11. 7 is God's most perfect number. No wonder you like it, Joyce. 7.
Yes, go on.
7 is made up of 4, which is Earth, and 3, which is Trinity. And all over the world, 3 is a holy number. And so we have the merging of heaven and earth in the number 7. So those of you who get a 7 today as your theme number are really, really lucky. And, of course, Joyce, I have a surprise for you because you're going to be the only one, I'm willing to bet, who's got the number that you've got as a theme number. But I'm going to make you wait a while to find out what it is.
I now, can't wait.
And those of you who know Joyce aren't going to be in the least surprised to hear it, but it's going to be such fun. Now, the 11 is what we call a master number. 11, 22, 33, 44, 66, all of those are master numbers, and the 11 in particular is self-mastery. And so 7-11 is a very lucky number, isn't it? Because first of all, it's a holy number, and second of all, it speaks to us about being master of ourselves. So, I want to give you a one-line statement about why vibration is important to you. And here it is. The universe will bring you more of what you vibrate to. The universe will bring you more of what you vibrate to. It will be very important then for you to vibrate appropriately, won't it? So that you can have more of what you deserve to have. So there are many of you out there right now who are in massive frustration with your lives. You're not happy, some of you, and you may not know what's going to happen next in your life. And today, by knowing what your theme number is, you are going to have an anchor to rely on to begin to shift your vibration so that you can have the things you want and deserve.
Sheila, I'm just going to stop you for 1 second. You said the universe will bring you more of what you vibrate in life. So, folks, there is a book you really need to get your hands on that will really explain that. It's called Vibrational Harmony, and it was written by our health guru, Beverly Nadler. She is the only one that is featured every week on our show. She has Here's to Your Health Thursday segments. It's called Vibrational Harmony, and this book is so extraordinary. It'll explain what Sheila's talking about. You can get it on Amazon.com. You can get it in her website at Beverly Nadler, Nadler.com. And I wrote the foreword to that book, so that's how much I endorse that. The universe will bring you more of that which you vibrate with, and that book will really get into great detail. Beverly Nadler, Nadler. And for me to write the foreword in a book, it's because I totally endorse it. Back to you, Sheila.
Excellent. Thank you. I'm going to get that myself. I haven't known about that one. Joyce, thanks.
You're most welcome.
So your theme number is your personal vibe. It's what you vibrate to, and you may not ever have known before that you even had one or what it meant or how you've been using it, but you have been. It's based on your first name. Your theme is going to impact your life in many, many ways, and once you know what it is, you can use it to impact your life. And that's very empowering. It is made up of the numbers in your first name. What do I mean by that? Well, every single letter has a number assigned to it. And I have a little chart that I'm going to use to create the numbers for your theme. And I'm going to teach you toward the end how to create that chart for yourself so that you will be able to figure out the numbers for anybody's theme. And that way you can have a lot of fun with this yourself. So you're going to be ready to spell your first name correctly for me, and I'm going to do the numbers and give you what they mean.
How exciting is that? I can hardly wait myself.
Yeah, do you think we should start with you, Joyce?
Absolutely. Go ahead, please. I have to have some seniority here. I brought you to the fold. J-O-Y-C-E. And I love my name because it has joy in it. Go ahead, Sheila.
All right. Okay. The other bonus that you're going to get today is your own soul note, musical note. And so that's going to be part of what I give you, and that's going to remain with you lifelong. So already you've got a life changer, because you will use your soul note to hum. And the humming creates the vibration, which creates the theme, which creates the outcomes. So by simply humming your soul note, you get to do all of those things. So, Joyce, now we'll see how right I am about this. I believe that Joyce will be the only one in our session together who has a double power number as her theme. She's not just an 11, she's a 22. How do you like that? What do you feel
about
that?
How do you get
that?
To be two numbers, Sheila? I thought when you put the numbers together, it comes up with one. So you can be two numbers?
In your case, we can't, because we're told the world over, leave those master numbers alone.
Wow.
So you get to be a 22, but just for fun. We could, if we wanted to, and if we didn't tell anybody else, we could add them together and give you a 4. And then you could get the definition of what a 4 is. Would you like that?
Of course I would.
Okay. And then, but let me give you your soul tone first. And that is middle C. And I'm presuming you know how to dip to that one. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. So work your way up the scale, and you'll come to your soul tone, and then you just hum that.
So that's the last one at the end of the little tone that you just did. I don't know anything about music and middle C, upper C, lower C. I don't know any of that. So,
Really? Can you go do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do?
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. My dad would tell you that I couldn't carry a tune if it was in a suitcase.
It's quite all right. Middle C. Let's talk about that later. I'm going to give you a private lesson on that one, okay?
Yes.
All right. Now, we're going to start you out with a 4 then, too. We're just going to be quiet about the 22 and give you a 4. And 4 is the number of balance, firm foundations, stability, and security. And those are all very important things to you, Joyce. And that makes you what I call a balancer. And so you like to...
So repeat those things again. Security and what?
Stability, security, balance, firm foundations. If you think of 4 as the four corners of a house, those are firm foundations. And so I call the 4s balancers. You like to have things in balance. That is your theme. And so you will be able to use your theme to remind yourself that that's important to you and that that's part of what you represent as an individual. Do you find that is true for you? Is security and four strong corners, firm foundations, balance, those kinds of things, have those played in?
Absolutely. Makes total sense to me.
Perfect. Okay. So, mine happens to be nine, and nines are true mystics. So, I don't come by anything by accident, do I? And nines are considered to be a mystical divine number. And so that's why I get to be so flaky sometimes, because I'm kind of tuned in out there somewhere. But nines also complete things. Nine is the number of completion.
Yes, so I did know that.
We start with the one and we go through to nine in numerology. And we don't go beyond that. Some schools of thought include the zero. I always include the zero because I think zero is very important, but we won't have any zeros today. But zeros speak to me about boundaries and when to step outside of them and when to remain inside. And so they're important in certain ways. But in basic numerology, you are so right. We add up the numbers, and then we reduce them down into a single digit. And so that's what we're going to do. So all I need from each caller is the exact spelling of only your first name. And then I have my calculator here. So I'm going to calculate, and that's going to take me the longest. Thank God I've got a calculator. And then I will tell you what your soul number is. Then we're going to wind up by talking about how you can use these, and you're going to get very inventive about that too. But there are at least seven different ways to use your theme number. So I am ready if...
Okay, I'm ready too. So let me just say one thing to you,
and that is we got a lot of people on the board who want to hear from you and people in the chat room as well. So let me go to the chat room. Life Fairy, that is her chat room name, and her name spelled out, full first name is S-A-N-D, like in sand from the beach, S-A-N-D, H like Harry, Y like young, A like apple, Sandhya. I'm not sure that's the correct pronunciation, but it's S-A-N-D-H-Y-A. She would love to know what her life theme is.
Okay, very good. Let me start with that one and give me a little bit here to calculate. I'm going to have to... What I do is I write the first name out in printing, and then under it, I write the numerical value. So that's how you're going to be doing this when you do this for other people, and you probably will. And so now I have my basic numbers. Now I'm going to my calculator.
Very noisy calculator.
Yeah, it's a beautiful calculator. I love it. Okay. Sandhya, it is like, you're like me. You're a nine. So you are a mystic. Did you know that?
You have to understand this. I'm in the chat room. I went to her because her message was there first. So unless she ties very quickly where I can go back and forth, why don't you just share with her what you see?
That's the nine is the mystic. It is the triple trinity. So it's a very divine, holy number. And that means that she can tune into her mystical side, her intuitive side, and rest assured that she has been blessed by heaven to have triple trinity. She's a triple blessing on the planet.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay, but as I said, that was the chat room, so you're not hearing a response. Okay, before we move on to the next one, folks, I know those of you that love tarot and that you love psychics and numerologists, and those are the shows you hear, but we want you to hear from our friend Beverly Nadler on why you should be listening to our shows every day and not just when we have those people. Here's why.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And, folks, you can play a role in that happening. Just go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and Friends.com. Upper left, you'll see my picture right under that. Just click follow. And, you will become a follower where you'll hear from Blog Talk every day about the guests, about the topic, all the information you need to know. And if you can't be live with us at 11 a.m. like the folks listening to us now, you can hear us in archives 24/7. Okay, we're going to pick up the pace now so we can get to as many people as possible. First, we're going to start with what happened here. Oh, here we go. Our friend Amy from Philadelphia. Go ahead, Amy.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Amy. You're an easy one, aren't you? Because you only have three letters here for me to work with, so that's fine. Let me do that one quickly.
I said we'll pick up the pace.
You were... Okay, Amy. You are a three, and the three is also a very holy number because it is Trinity, and you are what I call a connector and an expander. The three esoterically reaches out beyond one or two and connects to whatever else is out there, and thereby expands everything. So you love to bring people together, and you love to create connections with people, and you love to, you're very expansive in your thinking. What do you think about that? Are you still there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, yep. Amy, you should be able to
That's
hear
true.
Her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that describe you?
Yes, it does.
Well, very good. And so your soul tone that you will use as kind of your vibrational mantra is E. the note E. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Amy. We'll hear from you again soon, I'm sure.
Yes,
we've got a lot of psychics scheduled, new people scheduled. Thank you, my dear. Always nice hearing from you.
It's nice.
Okay, next we have 256-473, and that would be Kimberly from Kimberly from Atlanta. Go ahead, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kimberly. Do you spell it with a Y at the end or an EY?
Y at the end.
Okay. Let me do my calculating.
While she's calculating, folks, I just want to make it clear. I shared with you this is the first time that Sheila's on the phone with us and on the in the studio with us, and I had a full reading with her. It was awesome. So just so you know, I haven't heard the number part before, but I have worked with her. I know how good she is, and I only will bring people to the show that I can personally give testimonial to.
Thank you, Joyce. Now,
thank you
Kimberly.
For the awesome readings. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much. Kimberly, you are
yes.
a five. And the five is the helper, the problem solver, the one who often will step in with the perfect solution at the perfect time. And you also seem to know who needs what. So you're very good at helping others. Helping people is important to you. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you keep up with that because that we need all the help we can get. I should mention, too, that your theme number helps you. And so five is one of the most interesting ones because five is considered to be in my one of my more esoteric tarot decks, the Lord of Obstacles. And it's a little elephantine type figure that is a Hindu holy being. And the Lord of Obstacles takes away obstacles. And so that's kind of what you do, Kimberly. So, and your soul tone as a five is G, and that's my favorite note of all. I think that's absolutely gorgeous. So figure out how to hum that to yourself and pat yourself on the back for helping so many people.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Glad that you liked it. Folks, I just want to welcome in the chat room that some new people that I see in there. Fountainhead, I believe you're new. Parrothead 924, I believe you're new. So a warm and special welcome to you. We're going to get back to the studio line. So those of you that are new, we want to hear more from you. Become a follower, JoyceBarryandFriends.com. And you'll know what we're doing every single day. Thank you, folks. Okay, let's see what's next. 561-301, that would be Stacy from West Palm Beach, Florida. Go ahead, Stacy.
It's S-T-A-C-E-Y.
Good.
I can't hear you at all.
Oh, I got it.
S-T-A-C-E-Y.
Thank you, Stacy. I'm going to add your numbers right now.
On Stacy in West Palm Beach, sunny Florida in the morning and all rain in the afternoon, just about every day. Right, Stacy?
You got it.
Stacy, you are a three. And so that's our second three today. Three is the Holy Trinity number. So you bring many blessings to the earth, and you are what I call the connector and the expander. So you reach out beyond the one and the two, and you welcome people in, and you expand out into the universe. So you're very inquisitive and wanting to learn. And does that describe you?
So let's see. Yes, ma'am. I love the number three. I'm always choosing three. I never knew why.
Isn't that great? You intuitively knew what your theme number was. I think that's marvelous.
Yep, three and seven.
That's very nice. Okay, and your soul tone is E. So write that one down and hum that one and notice the harmony it brings to your life. Stacy, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, Stacy. Next we have 502-550, it looks like, and that would be Debbie from Jacksonville.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello. Hi.
Is that D-E-B-B-I?
Yes, but, yeah. My name is really Deborah, but when I become American citizen, I changed to Debbie.
Okay.
I got married, so I'm thinking change again to Deborah, but I don't know. I don't want to that. I don't know about the lucky thing.
What are you going by Debbie right at this time?
Yes.
And is it an I or is it an IE?
IE.
IE. Okay, good. Now.
And you said you're in Jacksonville. Where is that Jacksonville? Is that in Tennessee?
No. I'm in Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Oh, Jeffersonville. I'm sorry. Jeffersonville,
no,
Indiana.
Right.
Got it now. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay, I've got your numbers. I'm going to add them up. And, Debbie, you are like you are a nine.
Right.
So that makes you a mystic, and it makes you a triple tree. So you have many blessings to share on the planet, and you will want to pay attention to everything your intuition tells you. Try not to go against anything that you get from inside your head, those little voices, because they're always right.
Yes, that's so true.
So, Debbie, does that describe you as a nine, do you think? Do you like that number?
Yes. Yes, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome, Debbie. Thank you.
Well, you've been right on with each and every one, and you sound like a new listener as well. Check us out on our homepage, Joyce Barry and Friends. Become a follower, you guys, and you'll know about all the exciting people that we have coming up in the very near future. Okay, let's go to you, Sheila. Tell people about your webpage, how they can connect with you. You do private readings, so why don't you let people know about that?
Oh, thank you. Sure. My main website is SheilaKnows.com. That's SheilaKnows.com. And you'll find all my contact information there. And that website is over 100 pages long because I have been in business, as Joyce has, for 35 years. And everything on there that you will read is free, and you will find a wealth of information there. So please, when you go there, use the site maps at the top left, the alphabetical one in particular. And there is a page in there called The Magic of Numbers. Scroll on down until you come to there. That's where you're going to find the chart, the numerological chart, and a lot of other information about numbers. So that's where you can go to, if we have to stop before everybody gets a chance, you'll be able to go there and figure it all out.
But they want to figure it out with you. So go to the website SheilaKnows, KNOWS.com, to hear that. I also want you to know I have her book, Manifesting Romance, Happily Ever Laughter, that she co-wrote with Tanya Waring. Now, Tanya is our guest next week. Very, very different kind of show. But Tanya's the one that introduced me to Sheila. So shout out to Tanya for this wonderful introduction to Sheila. So once again, that's Sheila Van Houten, Houten, H-O-U-T-E-N. I keep wanting to say how to. It's how to. Extraordinary readings. As I said, I thoroughly checked her out, and she is an amazing woman, truly amazing. Folks, my official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, BARRIE.com. I'm a success coach. I'm a master coach, which is to say I coach other coaches. I'm a home business coach. So if you're interested in having a free consult on whether it resonates with you to have a coach or a home business where you can earn some extra money right here and now, free consult, if you simply send an email to coachjoyce@AOL.com. Put radio show in the subject line and the date you heard the show, who the guest was, and in the body of the email, your name, phone number, best time to reach you, and I'm happy to have that conversation with you about having a coach and or a home business. Here are some of the testimonials that you'll find in my website. There are countless ones. Here are a few I want to share with you.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
and even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
Coach Joyce here. Do that. Put radio show in the subject line, the show, the guest, and I'll be happy to give you a free consult. Have your name, phone number, best time to reach you. Once again, a warm welcome to the new heads in the chat room. Fountainhead, new in the chat room. Parrothead, lots of new heads in the chat room. Parrothead 924. So if you want us to include you in today's show, put your real first name, and we will get back to you since I do go back and forth into the chat room. Speaking of which, here we have Mary Angela on the line in the studio and in the chat room as well. Go ahead, Mary Angela.
Hey, good morning, darling. Great show today.
Thank you, Mary. Thanks for calling in or being here with us. And now we're going to work with Mary. So it's M-A-R-Y, or is it M-A-R-I?
M-A-R-Y.
Okay.
Just while you're looking it up, I just want to say kudos to Mary Angela, one of our most loyal fans in the chat room every single day. In fact, she often moderates it and connects people and all of that. So she's the only one pretty much with shows like this. She's in the chat room. She's multitasking. She's in the studio. She's here, there, everywhere.
More ways than one.
I'll bet you have really learned a lot over the years you've been doing that, right?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Well, Mary, I'm happy to tell you that your theme number is a 3. And that means it's a divine number, it's a holy number, and I call you the connector because you reach out beyond the 1 and the 2 and you bring people together, and you have amazing capacity to learn new things. You're always expanding your view of things. And with this kind of a show, you can do that, can't you? You get exposed to a lot.
Correct.
Yes. And so your soul tone as a 3 is E. So that'll be your kind of mantra vibration.
Awesome.
And with all of the numbers, as you work with these, the 3, I was derived out of a 2 and a 1 as I reduced the numbers down. And so you can use the 2 and the 1 equals 3 and have 3 lucky numbers. That's one of the ways to use your themes, is they are your lucky numbers. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, darling. Have a blessed day.
You too.
And to you as well. You do a great job in the chat room. Okay, next we have 516-375. Andrew, you're not in the host queue, but all we're going to do is just use your name, Andrew, and get your number. Are you open to that?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Joyce.
Okay, but for future reference, when you want to talk, press the number 1. But since you're a follower of the show now, I believe, and a good listener, I want you to take care of you. Are you officially a follower yet?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Good deal.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Well, I'm excellent. Thank you. And I've got your numbers here, so I'm going to go to my calculator and we'll find out about Andrew. Are an 11, and that means that you are a master number. And we said earlier that we generally leave those master numbers alone because they speak for themselves. But in your case, we can cheat a little and add it up as a 2, and that would make you a relator. And that one-to-one relationships are very, very important to you, and you probably have many of them. And you probably have a significant other that's very important to you as well. But the 11 is the most important thing to be aware of. And that basically says, Andrew, you can do anything.
Wow.
How do you like that?
Yes, I love it. Thank you, Sheila.
Sure.
And, what's my mantra, my note?
Oh, thank you, yes. That would be good to know. That is middle C.
Middle C.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Joyce. I love the show.
I love that you love the show. Keep listening and get some followers in as well. If you love it, share it. Okay.
Yes.
Thanks, Andrew. Next, I'm going to the chat room. And we have here Parrothead. Let's see, Parrothead 924. Her name is, Alicia, E-L-E-S-H-A. And in the chat room, please, you don't know how difficult it is when you print so tiny. Use Mary Angela as an example. You got to understand, I'm going back and forth. My eye has to catch it quickly, not focus on it to see it. So if you want to communicate with me with my guest, larger font. But we have to welcome Alicia here. She's new to our show. Hope you become a follower, Alicia, so you know what else we're doing. And it's E-L-E-S-H-A, Parrothead 924, Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
You won't hear her. She's in the chat room, but if she types fast,
cool.
I'll see it. I'm in the chat room with them.
I get it. The way things
it's just
run
funny
around
with the head today. Parrot head.
I like parrot head.
Fountain head. A lot of heads in the chat room.
Okay, Alicia, you are a 5. And the 5 is the helper number. You love to help people solve their problems. You'd be such a great counselor or coach or social worker. You really are all heart and like to see people happy. And so you are a very true 5, it feels like to me. I wonder if you do something like social work or your soul tone as a 5 is my favorite one, the note of G.
Okay, our friend here says you like to see people happy. Well, you can see me happy. Go to Joyce Barry and Friends, BARRIE.com, and you'll see me happy by becoming a follower. Parrothead, otherwise known as Alicia, says she is not a social worker, but she didn't write what she is while I'm still here. Mary Angela said, Sheila, you are right on for me. So Parrothead, otherwise known as Alicia, she said she's not a social worker, but you are right on with your message. You want to say what you are before I leave the chat room? I'll wait 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, then I got to jump back into the studio. Anything else you want to say, Sheila? I'll give her another second to say what she is. I'd be curious, too. Customer service. Yay, Parrothead. Customer service.
Oh,
maybe that. I know now why she calls herself Parrothead. She's got to repeat things all day long to the customers. Go ahead, Sheila. You want to make a comment?
Well, sure. She loves to see people happy in that line of work, right? That's what your job is. That's fabulous. I'll bet you're good at it.
Yeah, look how well connected that is. And thank you for the bigger font that I can actually read it. She said you're exactly right. Mary Angela said you're exactly right. Joyce Barry here says you're exactly right. Yes, she likes to see people happy. Those of you that like to see people happy, start with making me happy. Become a follower at JoyceBarryandFriends.com. That does make me happy because then I know you know what we're doing every single day. Okay, Sheila, as we wrap up here and we can, you know, seem to manage to be on time, we actually had it all work out. Very cool indeed. What would you like to share with our friends in general? You had said earlier there was something you were saving later to say to me. Was that already included or was there something else?
Oh, right. Yeah, well, we actually ended up doing yours first, so we are...
Oh, you were thinking maybe I would have been last. Okay, got it.
Yeah, we could.
So I had it, my double number, 22.
Yes. Okay, to wind up then, let's just talk about a few ways you can use these numbers.
Great. Go ahead, please.
Yes. First of all, because it's your personal vibe, you can use it as your lucky number. You can use it to schedule things. It'll be a very good day to go, if you're a five, to go to the dentist on a 5-day or on a 5-week to go somewhere, a 5-month, a 5-year in your life cycle. You can use it to help you make decisions. One thing that I love about theme numbers is this. You can listen up to the universe and get messages from your divine guidance that will come to you in the form of your theme numbers. And it will come to you via the media. It'll come to you in your head. And have you ever woken up at 2:22 in the morning or 3:33 or 4:44? Those are messages directly from your divine guidance. And when you hear your theme or see your theme number, stop and say, what is the message? And pay attention to what it is. And you can use your theme number as part of your divine purpose. You'll see that, as we saw here today, many of you are living your theme. You are living what you came here to do. So it's a very important part of your purpose on the planet. That was a lot of
great
fun, Joy.
Great message. Great insight. You want to pick up her book, Manifesting Romance, Happily Ever After, that she co-wrote with Tanya Waring, who introduced me to Sheila. You want to pick that up. You can get it probably through her website, Sheila's website. You can also get Vibrational Harmony through Beverly's website. That's a great book, especially it's so in harmony with this show. That's BeverlyNadler.com and SheilaKnows.com. Great job. And, folks, as I said, I don't have anyone that I haven't tried out myself first and been extremely happy. Not one single reader has been on our show ever that didn't resonate with me in the readings, and I knew that they knew what they were doing. Folks, I want to leave you with a parting message for today. It's called The Last Day, The First Day. I just wrote this, and I love sharing with you folks. Make this the last day, the very last day. Make it the last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. Make this be the first day of wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful day of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. That's my personal message to you all. So, folks, first let me thank you all for listening. Without listeners, we don't have a show, so we need to thank all of you first and foremost. Secondly, our new guest, who I can promise you will come back quite often. She did a great job today. Sheila Van Houten. I'm
Thank you.
On getting it perfectly. I think I'm finally getting it. Sheila Van Houten. Thank you, Sheila. Really terrific job. Can't wait to have you back again. And I think I will have you back. We're going to talk about it after the show as Mrs. Santa Claus. We've never interviewed her, but you definitely have a voice, I imagine, to be like hers. I want to thank you for that. Folks, go out and celebrate your numbers, celebrate your life, celebrate your opportunities, your resources, celebrate the wonderful things that will come your way, celebrate the miracles that will come your way if only you are open and you believe that they will. Here is our celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and friends.